Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something super foundational for jungle and drum and bass. Sourcing an amen break, getting it locked to tempo, chopping it properly, and turning it into a playable kit with only Ableton stock devices. By the end, you're not just going to have an amen loop, you'll have a prepared amen that sits perfectly at 170 to 175 BPM, a drum rack full of clean slices, a rolling pattern you actually programmed, and a reliable stock effects chain that gives you punch, glue, and controlled grit. All right, let's build it. First, set up the session. Open Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a really safe modern DNB sweet spot. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create two tracks. One audio track for the raw amen, and one MIDI track that's going to become your drum rock slices. Cool. Now, before you drag anything in, quick mindset check. The amen is famous, but it's also unforgiving. If you warp it wrong, everything you do after that will feel like it's leaning, even if it's technically on the grid. So we're going to be picky at the start, because that saves you a ton of time later. Step 1. Sourcing the amen. You want a version that's relatively dry, not drowned in room reverb. You want a full loop, ideally 1 to 2 bars, and decent quality, like WAV or AFIF possible. If you're picking from a sample pack, look for labels like clean, original, tight, or no effects. Try to avoid versions that are already slammed with limiting or heavy distortion. Starting clean is the move, because you can always make it heavier later with drum bus and saturator. Now drag your MN into the audio track. Step 2. Warping it correctly. This is where most beginners accidentally sabotage the whole break. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Make sure warp is on. Here's the pro habit. Pick your anchor hit before you warp anything. Scrub the audio and decide what feels like the real downbeat. Most of the time it's the first kick transient, but depending on the recording, sometimes the snare feels like the true one. Choose the hit that makes the groove feel like it stands upright. Once you've found that first clear transient, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. Now choose your warp mode. For breaks, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. And for transient loop mode, keep it off to start. If you hear little clicks or weird ticking, try switching it to forward. If the cymbals start sounding watery or like they're underwater, you can test Complex Pro. Just know that Complex Pro can smooth the transients a bit, so sometimes your snare loses some bite. That's why beats mode is usually the first stop for drums. Now check the bar length. If it's a 1-bar loop, the end should land right on 2.1.1. If it's 2 bars, it should land on 3.1.1. And here's your truth test. Turn on the metronome, loop 2 bars, and listen to the second snare. A lot of breaks sound fine for bar 1 and then drift by bar 2. If the second snare feels early or late, don't mess with the start again. Fix it near the end with a warp marker or 2 so the loop lands perfectly on the bar line. Once it loops cleanly and the snare stays locked over repeats, you're good. Step 3. Quick cleanup. First, gain staging. Pull the clip gain down so your peaks are roughly around -6 dB. We want headroom. If you start hot, you'll end up clipping once you add drum bus, compression, saturation, all the fun stuff. Next, fades. If you're getting little pops at the loop point, enable fades and add tiny fades in and out. This is one of those small details that makes your loop feel finished. Optional but recommended. Once you're happy with the timing and the exact region, consolidate. In arrangement view, highlight the clean 1 or 2 bar region you want, and hit Ctrl J or CMDJ. Coach note, consolidate after you commit to timing. If you consolidate too early and then change warp markers, you're basically editing a moving target and it gets messy fast. Step 4. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, slice by transient, and use the built-in Slice to drum rack preset. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice will be in a simpler on its own pad. Now, important drum behavior settings. Open one of the simplers. Set it to one-shot mode so the slice plays fully when triggered. Make sure warp inside simpler is off, unless you have a special reason to warp individual hits. Then shorten the release a bit so tails don't smear into the next hit. Do that for a few key slices, like kick and snare, and then copy those settings to the other pads as needed. Now a super practical cleanup step. Slice to rack often creates dead pads. Little clicks, spill, tiny fragments. Those will just get in the way when you're programming. You can delete those pads or just ignore them, but at least identify them so you're not accidentally triggering nonsense. Step 5. Find your hero hits. Go pad by pad and locate the main snare, the clean kick, and a couple hat or shuffle slices. Also find a few ghosty little snare notes, those quieter in between hits that give the amen its role. Rename your pads. Seriously. Right click and rename them. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, ride, whatever fits. This makes you faster, and it stops you from losing the groove, because you're hunting for sounds. And remember the D&B mindset. You're not just looping, you're reprogramming the groove. Step 6. Program a rolling pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rock track. Start with the backbone. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's the classic D&B skeleton. Now add movement with hats and shuffle. Try adding hat hits on those off positions like 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. If you prefer, you can think of it as those 16th note offbeats that keep the loop driving forward. Now the secret sauce. Ghost notes. Add a very quiet ghost snare just before the main snare. For example, something like 1.1.4 leading into 1.2, and 1.3.4 leading into 1.4. And here's a big coach note. Velocity is like half of the amen vibe. If you program everything at the same velocity, it'll sound like a typewriter. Do a quick velocity pass. Main snare high velocity. Ghosts very low. Hats alternating medium and low. You'll be shocked how much groove appears without adding a single extra plugin. Now add a touch of swing using Groove Pool. Pick a swing 16 groove, or an MPC style one if you have it, and start with groove amount around 10 to 25%. D&B likes tight but alive. If it starts sounding drunk, pull it back. Step 7. Stock processing chain for punch and control dirt. Put these on the drum rack track to start, because it's simple and effective. Later, you can move processing to individual pads. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove useless sub-rumble. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you want more snare presence, try a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz, and if saturation makes the cymbals harsh, a small dip around 8 to 10 kHz can save you. Next, drum bus. This is instant D&B weight. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 20 to 40%, and tune it to the kick area, often roughly 50 to 70 Hz. Use damp, maybe 5 to 20%, to tame harsh highs. Add crunch, maybe 5 to 15%, for grit. Then use trim so you're not clipping the output. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds if you want to choose it manually. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional. Turn on soft clip for a controlled edge. Next, saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive. 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And if it gets too intense, blend it back with dry / wet. 10 to 40% is a good range. Finally, utility. Use it for gain staging and for width control. Keep breaks mostly mono compatible. Width around 80 to 100% is a safe zone. You can go wider later with hats or textures, but keep the core punch stable. Step 8. Optional layering for a modern D&B feel. Even if you love the amen, modern D&B often layers a cleaner kick and snare underneath. Stock approach. Add another pad with a clean kick sample and maybe a snare sample from your library. Then EQ them so they don't fight. For the sub kick, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays low and pure. For the amen kick slice, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so you keep the knock and texture without stepping on the sub. For the snare layer, emphasize some thump around 200 Hz and crack around 2 to 5 kHz and cut any low rumble. And one more coach note for mixing. If your track will have a real sub bass, show discipline early. High pass the break higher than you think, often 90 to 140 Hz depending on your kick and sub plan. Let the kick layer and bass own the bottom. Your whole track will get louder and cleaner. Step 9. Arrangement ideas so it becomes music, not just a loop. Try an 8-bar template. Bars 1 to 2. Amen only, maybe with a filter for an intro. Bars 3 to 4. Bring in kick and snare layers. Bars 5 to 6. Add extra ghost hits and little fills. Bars 7 to 8. Do a turnaround fill. A stutter or a reverse hit works great. For transitions using stock tools, use auto filter for a high pass sweep into a drop. Use reverb on a single snare hit at the end of a phrase, so it blooms into the next section. And if you want quick fills, beat repeat is your friend, but use it tastefully. Quick beat repeat fill setting to try. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance around 10 to 25%. High pass the filter a bit so it doesn't destroy your low end, then automate it just for the last half beat before a phrase change. Common mistakes to avoid, quickly. If the warp feels off, you probably anchored the wrong transient. Set 1.1.1 on the first clear kick or snare, and warp straight from there. If you're just using the full loop with no edits, you'll get that sample pack loop vibe. Slice it and reprogram it. If you're overprocessing too early, pull back. Get the groove right first. Then add drum bus and glue. If you're clipping, use utility or output trims and leave headroom. If cymbals get harsh after saturation, dip 8 to 12 kHz a bit, or increase drum bus damp. Now, a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set a timer for 15 to 25 minutes. Import an amen and warp it cleanly at 174. Slice it to drum rack by transients. Make two different 2-bar loops. Loop A is classic, tight, minimal processing. Loop B is dark roller, extra ghost notes and a parallel saturation send. Then arrange it into 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 are A, bars 5 to 8 are B, and add a small fill at bar 8. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and speakers if you can. You'll catch harsh hats and timing issues way faster that way. Before we close, here are two upgrade concepts you can try once the basics feel good. 1. Halftime feel without changing tempo. Keep 174 BPM, but put the main snare on beat 3, at 1.3, and let the amen hats and ghosts keep the motion. This is a great heavier vibe trick. 2. Call and response racks. Duplicate your drum rack, pitch a few slices up or down a couple semitones, tighten the tails, and alternate bars between rack A and rack B. It evolves the drums without adding new samples. Recap. Start with a clean amen and pick the right anchor transient. Warp it so bar 2 stays locked, not just bar 1. Slice to drum rack and treat it like a kit, not a loop. Program a roll using ghosts, shuffle, groove, and especially velocity. Then shape it with stock tools. EQ 8 into drum bus into glue compressor into saturator, and keep your gain staging clean with utility. If you tell me which Ableton Live version you're on, and whether you're going for classic jungle rough or modern roller clean, I can suggest a ready-to-copy stock chain and a simple 4-bar MIDI pattern that fits the vibe.